And welcome to the second hour of the Live Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, the sassy one, the irreverent and the insubordinate peasant. And we're talking today with Alan in Texas. If you'd like to join us, of course, we'd love to have you on. Just got dialed 1-800-313-9443. And let's kick some ideas around here, brainstorm with us a little bit. Alan, you had asked about the video that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The video is a four-segment video posted on YouTube, and it explains that there is no liability provision. It does tell who is liable, and that is people who are required to withhold.
How do I access it on YouTube?
Well, if you go to YouTube, there's a search box up at the top.
Right.
And if you just type in Tom Cryer, C-R-Y-E-R.
Okay.
In that box, and click, you know, search.
Okay. That'll bring it up. Okay.
That'll pull it up. It should be the first one.
Okay. Very good. I wasn't sure what to put under the search. You know, I am seeing renewed interest in people discussing the Constitution because of Ron Paul's candidacy.
I think it's a chicken and egg question, Alan. I hope that what it does is it makes a bigger chicken and a bigger egg.
Yeah, I really have noticed just in the last month or so that all of a sudden people are wanting to discuss these things that I enjoy discussing all the time, and all of a sudden people want to talk to me about these things. And another thing, one of the ways that people have been programmed is that we will hear through the media and discussions that it's okay to be critical of big business, but we seldom hear people critical of big government. And, of course, we have to get people to start understanding that big government is far more destructive than big business.
Well, I don't know who he was quoting, but Gerald Ford was quoting someone when he said, be careful, because any government that is big enough to give you everything you want is also big enough to take everything you have.
Yeah, and he was one to know.
And, but it's refreshing to see a candidate, even though he's being elbowed aside and marginalized by the media, it's refreshing to see a candidate who genuinely believes in the United States constitutional form of government.
Sure, and I think that's why they are attacking him so badly.
Well, actually, I guess the worst thing they're doing to him is ignoring him. When you're in politics, the last thing you can afford is to be ignored.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah. You know, Huey Long from down here in Louisiana, you'd say, you say anything you want to about me as long as you spell my name right.
Yeah.
The last thing he wanted was not to be in the paper. Even if it was something bad, that's even better than not being. That's better than being ignored. And they're going to try to ignore him out of existence. Are you old enough to remember the Goldwater campaign?
I was not living in this country then. I was living in Europe.
Okay, then. Well,
but I have read a great deal about it.
Well, you know, the Goldwater campaign wasn't. He was sort of a redheaded stepchild when he entered the arena, and he threw his hat in the ring. And the Republican Party at that time, if you remember right, was trying to shift to, to stay over to the left. Originally, the Republican Party was the left. The Conservative Party was the Democrat Party. But in 1964, both parties were crammed over on the left end of the scale. Both were trying to get ahead of the other one on winning the black bloc vote that they expected would result from the civil rights movement. And so now you're seeing a similar jockeying situation over the Hispanic vote, with both parties pandering to that. But that's the Goldwater race and the Ron Paul race. I see some very close parallels on.
Yeah.
And we're about ready to get shoved off here. Did you have any other questions or any comments?
No, thank you very much, and I'm enjoying the show.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. And if you want to join us, it's 1-800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And I'm back. We just paid a few bills, and we've got time now to chat a little bit. If you want to talk to us here at the Live Free Zone, feel free to give us a call. We want to hear what you're on your mind. 1-800-313-9443. Alan had mentioned the YouTube video. Go to that, pull that video up. Copy that, Earl. Ship that sucker out as far and wide as you can do it. We've got. It's not important for you and I to know, be telling each other what we already know is true. What's important is for people who don't know the truth to know it. And it's up to us to make that happen because, as somebody earlier pointed out, the media is not going to cover this, that they are not going to do anything to interfere with big government. Now, I believe we've got another visitor here, Sam in West Virginia. How are you doing, Sam?
Hello, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You, sir?
Oh, not bad. I can't complain at all. Actually, God's been good to me.
Well, he's good to all of us. It's just that some of us, I think he likes better than others sometimes, but it all comes out in the end.
Well, I do believe you're right about that. As a matter of fact, I heard you on our pastor's program, Pastor Butch Paul's program here some time ago.
He was very kind to have me on, and I enjoyed that interview very, very much.
Yeah, I'm a member of his local congregation here in West Virginia. You know, I've heard a lot of stuff, of course, about Ed and Elaine Brown up in New Hampshire, and I've heard folks say that, and I can't believe they're saying this, the death of those two would be beneficial to our movement. And I can't imagine anybody saying the death of two of God's people dying would benefit us. I just, that just runs me to the core.
No, That is an awesome statement, and I'll tell you what, there are in any group of people, and Lord knows I'm a lawyer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm an expert on bad people making the rest of them look bad.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of bad people in my profession. Sorry, people. Matter of fact, I don't even like very many lawyers.
Well, that makes two of us.
But every group has folks that exercise less than good judgment.
Yeah.
And every group has people, all of us, without exception, have to deal with the constant debate and conflict between our emotions and our reason. And sometimes the reason loses, and the gentleman who made that comment had to have been having one of those moments.
Well, I'll tell you who the gentleman was. It was Alex Jones and, the fellow that's got, he's a police ex-police officer. Who did it? He has a program of his own. I'm trying to think what his name is.
It just
bothered me. But he would put that out on his show. That I mean, my gosh, these are living. These are human. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a human life is a human life.
Yeah. I mean,
and of course, now we are in a process, and for the last 40 years.
Jack McLean was the other fellow that said that.
Well, we have been for decades now trying to devalue human life in this country.
Yeah.
At least the government's been on a campaign to do that. And fortunately, we still have people like Reverend Polk and you and about 99% of the rest of us that still value life. You know, it's just like ever since we have said that a human life is worth less than a lady's inconvenience.
You know as well as I do, being an attorney, or a lawyer, excuse me, that you can
well,
get...
Well, I'm both.
Well, but you...
I've been called a lot worse than either of those.
But you can get more time for stealing than you can for killing somebody.
That's true.
I mean, I've seen
sometimes.
It happen here in this state. I've seen people kill someone and get off with less time than someone who stole something.
Well, in this particular case, of course, now in my state, you know, second, first degree, you know, or the capital murder, you know, is a capital crime, but you know, the non-capital version is punishable by life for the natural balance of life, no parole, no suspension of sentence. So I think it'd be hard to top that. But
well,
there are cases in other states where, you know, that is the case. What you've just described.
Sure, I've got personal experience in this matter. My brothers. Two sons were killed, and they were minor sons. One was six, and the other was eight. Killed in a car accident by someone who was speeding, exceeding 90 miles per hour on the interstate, crossed the interstate lanes, and killed them. And the grand jury said it was an accident.
Well, yeah. Well, now you're talking about criminal negligence, and that's a different category altogether, other than murder, which is an intentional
you're right.
Homicide.
You're right, but just the same, if I killed somebody, I would expect that, you know,
there'd be a payback.
There would be some sort of repercussion for it. This boy walked away scot-free. Nothing happened to him.
Yeah, and these things happen every day, and there are people. But, you know, it's you're right, though, about this idea with Elaine and Ed Brown, and looking at the macabre notion of what impact their death, their untimely death, would have is just an unfortunate choice of words. People get caught up in the emotion or passion of the moment.
Sure.
And they say things that I'm sure that both of those gentlemen already regret having said what they said.
Well, that may be true, too. I can tell you now, after living through, you know, Waco and Ruby Ridge and, well, countless other incidents that have not been as reported as those two, but Ed and Elaine Brown, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if their home comes under siege, I mean, if there's actually a standoff that starts taking place, I mean, I know that right now they are surrounded by police, that they are being kept in their home, but they have not been, they haven't tried to murder them yet, I guess is the way I look at that.
Well, and let's hope that they don't. Now, I understand that the Browns have called a press conference.
Yes.
For Monday morning, and hopefully that will keep the officials waiting to see what they have to say.
Sure.
And so it might buy them a few more days, but
I can. I can.
But
tell
I see it. It's coming down. It's not so much, and again, I want to remind everybody, it's not so much the guy in the ninja suit. He's a trooper. He's a pawn in this particular operation. It's the folks that are behind the scenes that are pulling the strings and calling the shots. Those are the dangerous ones, and they don't risk anything. They're in air-conditioned offices finding out, you know, how's it going in the field.
Well, absolutely. Remember, I have friends who are both state police here in West Virginia and local city and county police, and all of them have told me that they are trained as paramilitary. They are not trained as police, peace officers. They are trained to make sure that all of us do whatever. And, you know, the sad thing is I've got a friend, a city police officer, who's a devout Christian, and he is casteticized. He is the only one in his department, and I'm talking a department of probably, it's not a big department, but we're talking, has 30 officers, and he is the only one in there who's a devout Christian and understands the Constitution, because I have, of course, being that he's a Christian, also that he's opened his ear up to me to show him what the Constitution says, because the officer, police officers aren't taught what the Constitution is or what the oath is.
Well, no, that's, they're more focused on what is on the ground in front of them.
Right.
And, you know, and I've pointed out many times that police officers either join out of devotion to helping maintain a safe community for their relatives and friends and neighbors to live in, and the other half join up so that maybe they get a chance to kill somebody.
If you
look at a playground and you see which ones are the bullies out there pushing the little ones around, half of them 20 years later will be in prison and the other half will be in the police force. And that's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that's just the way that's human nature.
Yeah, I can tell you it's more than half, though, because I've spoke to him, and he stated that, you know, he's tried to share. He knows the truth about 9/11, for instance. He knows the truth about the income tax. He knows my stance as far as that goes, and he supports me. But he said that, you know, 95% of the people in his department have told him that no matter what happens, they will do whatever they're told, regardless whether it's constitutional or not. And he put it that way, whether it's constitutional or not, they don't care as long as they get their retirement, and as long as they get their paycheck. That's all that matters to them.
Well, that's part of the problem of the ignorant and the amoral, ethical generation that I'm ashamed to have to admit was reared by my generation, and it was because we delegated that to the government. We delegated the instillment of values and morals and ethics to the government. We started expecting the schools to do that, and it's not up to them to do that.
Yeah,
it's up to us.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct. I mean, and I tell you what, I thank God that you're doing, I mean, taking the stand that you're taking, that you've got your radio program. So, I mean, I am a supporter of yours. So,
well, I thank you for your support, and it's people like you that keep me pushing. Is when I'm tired at 2:30 in the morning, and I'm working on another, you know, aspect of our defense.
Yeah.
It's you guys that say, you know, give it another 30 minutes, you can get something done, you can get this finished. And
yep.
It's knowing that you guys are out there and counting on me to get this done and get it done right.
Well, I know you've had the training, and I know you've had the experience in a courtroom that you know. I mean, you know what you're up against.
Oh yeah, and I knew before I got into it that it wasn't going to be a fair game.
Yeah.
But sometimes even, you know, you can win an unfair game, and in this case, I didn't really have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, I'm just so glad that you're doing it. I mean, you know as well as I do that with the Brown situation, that they went in that courtroom, and that was just, it was a...
Well, but they weren't prepared. It's, as you pointed out, they didn't know how to get this evidence in. And whenever you go in there and you've got in your mind how it's going to unfold, and somebody says, no, it isn't going that way, and you don't have a plan B, instead of riding through this trial, you end up being drugged through it with your foot hung up in a stirrup.
But even you know that what was done to them was, I mean, the judge knows that what he's doing is wrong. There's no way I can believe that he is just doing what he's told by the upper echelon.
Yeah, but judges are part of it, and the court is complicit in this. I don't have any doubt about that. Now, whether it's, like I say, through cowardice or avarice, I don't know, but does it really matter? But I thank you for your call, Sam.
Can you hold me through again? I guess more.
Well, yeah, one other question. We do have some folks behind, but yeah, let's hold you over for the next one for a minute.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Tom Cryer. We're talking to Sam in West Virginia. And Sam, I think you had another point or question.
You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, the last point, I mean, man, you're a learned man. Now, what caused, I mean, in this country, the founding of it, what was the purpose? I mean, why did the founding fathers go against King George? What was the reason, you know?
Well, the whole reason that they went against King George was that King George didn't come to the table with the Declaration of Independence. Now, if you want my opinion, I think that the Declaration of Independence was actually an ultimatum that was turned down. 90% of it was grievances. Well, why would you express grievances to somebody who you had just discharged as your government? But nevertheless, those grievances that are set out in there, those wrongs that were being committed, the forced quartering of troops, the suppression of the press, the exaction of taxes without any representative say, all of those things played a part. But the biggest part and the biggest underlying part, I stress this in the book that I'm writing called Liberty Lost, and that is that when people are free, when they live free, and they've got only themselves and each other to rely on, they're not inclined to be ruled by somebody else who doesn't contribute to their well-being.
Exactly.
And the first and fundamental is that these people weren't fighting to become free. They were fighting to remain free. They were already free. They had been having to live on their own ingenuity, their own industry, and their own good fortune that they made between themselves and each other. and without the help of Mother England. And when Mother England starts to say, well, here, we're going to start to rule you, we're going to start to dominate you, they were not of the ones that were willing to accept that. Our problem is that the population today has already accepted that.
Well, yeah, for the most part, but you know that only 5% of the population at that time fought in the Revolutionary War.
Which is another reason why I believe that Declaration of Independence, which went against the overall will of the people, was more of an ultimatum, because otherwise it would have been contrary to the will of the people. And these were men who were sensitive to that. All of them were.
Yeah.
Were sensitive to the will of the people.
True.
But, so you know, that's the whole purpose of the government, though, is to preserve our rights, to preserve our freedom, and whenever it makes its purpose to rule us and to dominate us and to claim and take a part of us, an exact tribute from us, then it has ceased to perform that purpose, and we either have to alter it, as was declared, you know, in the Declaration of Independence. We have a right and obligation to alter it.
Well, exactly.
Or abolish it. And
well,
Lord knows, I hope we don't abolish it, because I don't think we could come anywhere close to what our Founding Fathers did if we had to start over.
I don't think abolishing it would do good. I think renewing it and getting back to the primary point of what it was to create. Because we have drifted so far off the path.
And the first big step would be to take away, to cut their allowance.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and that's why.
And I'll tell you, I don't pay income taxes now. I haven't paid for years.
Well, I can appreciate that. Neither have I. But it's not that I failed to; it's that I refuse to.
Well, I refuse to also.
But we got another call waiting on here, and I don't want to.
Well, I guess.
Go ahead.
Who knows? You there?
Yeah. Go ahead.
The final point, I guess, is. You know as well as I do that even the Revolutionary War took place for the reasons you know. The Civil War took place for almost the same reasons again.
Exactly.
And I don't know. I have looked at it. We have been redressing the government now for how many years? And you know as well as I do that it's going to end up, and I hate to say it, it's going to end up coming down to a fight.
Well,
because they are a minority. They are a
minority. There are some who agree with you on that. And Lord knows, I hope you're wrong.
I
meet some people who I regard very, very highly. One of which, for example, D.V. Kidd indicated to me that's why she's advocating the reinstatement and reestablishing of state militias, is because she's afraid it's gone too far.
When you look at what George Bush
did. And so we're not talking about some flake out here. You're talking about a very, very bright, very knowledgeable lady.
Oh, absolutely. No, I read D.V. Kidd. Yes, she's a very intelligent woman. She's a very learned woman. But you look at what George Bush and the government's been doing. I mean, he just, that PPD 51, where he just says he can, he actually altered the Reconstruction Act of 1868. Why would he do that? I mean,
well,
they're planning on things, and I hate to
we
say
are
it.
Still we are still under Reconstruction here in the South. I don't. You know,
well, actually, the whole country is, but yes.
Yeah, well, the people in West Virginia, you guys bugged out. You know, I picked on Polk about that too, but it's
a
joke.
To be honest with you, we're a bastard state. We aren't even supposed to exist.
Yeah, but y'all were a spinoff.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the South is still being occupied. And that the laws in the South, federal laws in the South, are totally different from those elsewhere.
Well,
the Voting Rights Act is not applied the same in Louisiana or in Mississippi as it is in Minnesota. If we go to move a district line in the city council, we have to get permission from the federal government.
Oh, my gosh.
The federal government, the Voting Rights Act says that nothing in this act will be used to create a district to ensure any ethnic group of an election. But that's exactly what's being done, but only in the states in the South, the states that voted for Wallace, what they call the Wallace states in 68. But look, it's been good talking to you, Sam. Appreciate it. It's been a great call. We're going to have to take a break here for a few minutes, and when we get back, we'll take on the next caller.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
And we're back up and running here on the Life Free Zone. This is Tom Cryer, and we've talked to some great guys. We've had some good discussions on where rights come from and where are we going to from here. Are we going to be able to pass those rights on to our children and our grandchildren? I don't know. But if we don't do everything we can to do that peaceably, then whatever does happen later on, I would feel, is perhaps because I didn't do enough, maybe. So I try to do everything I can think of. And so we're looking for ways to do that. We're always looking for good ideas. If you have an idea, you can call in, or if you've got a comment on this, you can call in and talk to us, 1-800-313-9443. Would also point out that get your pencils and papers out ready, because I'm going to be giving out a few places that you might want to go, depending on your particular circumstance, things you might want to see or things you might be able to do to help us in order to make the people know that they're being robbed, that people know they're being run over. These folks have chains on them just as much as any slave. They just aren't aware that the chains are there. Somebody needs to open their eyes. I believe we've got, if he's still with us, Bob in New York. Are you there, Bob?
Hello, Tom.
Hello, sir.
Hello there. Yeah, I'm still here. Well, listen, I don't
want to... Thank you for being so patient. I know you've been waiting for a while.
Oh, that's all right. I've enjoyed the program. Well, I listen on shortwave, so it's listening to the program on the phone is a lot clearer, obviously. But anyway, I just wanted to say, I didn't want to sound a little bit too depressed here, but the gentleman before me brought up an interesting point, kind of dogtails what I'm going to. I'm going to dogtail what he's going to say as far as the police officers saying they don't care about the Constitution, they don't care about rights, they only care about their pension, they care about their paycheck, and of course that goes for the IRS agents as well, and they don't care about really anything. And I've tried to, as you mentioned earlier in your program, getting this out to the general public. People don't want to hear it. I've tried, and they think I'm nuts, or they just think that it's what I'm saying is totally off the wall, and all they want to do is watch television, their programs, their reality shows, and all they care about is the fact that, hey, I don't care if there's a law or not, I have to do it because I don't want to go through this. And also, in some cases, they don't want to go through all this aggravation, and in some cases, I can't blame them.
You've got a point, and let me turn that coin over, and let's look at the tails to that head.
Uh-huh.
The previous caller, Sam, also pointed out that the revolution, he called it 5%. I think it was closer to 3%.
Right.
There have been a number of instances where a very small number, or a very small percentage, that gets out and gets extremely vocal can make huge changes in the direction of a country. The most recent example of that is in the civil rights movement. We were under Jim Crow laws for some 100 years,
yeah.
And nobody thought anything of it. I mean, it wasn't something anybody had an opinion on. It was just the way that things were. But once a very small group, a very small part of the population started becoming vocal, started making noise, started drawing attention to that issue, and it became an issue, then people formed an opinion. Now, here's what I'm counting on happening, is basically even easier than it happened in the case of the revolution. I don't want to sound like a history lesson here, but in the revolution, this small portion of people that went out and they were harassing with more of a guerrilla-type operation, underground rebellion, the government oppression that occurred in responding to that contributed to a great extent to a change in the general public's view. The general public's personal interest then became affected. Now, if you take anyone and you want to know, let them know that this is important, and you think that they're dealing purely from selfish interests, we have one party, and I won't name it, but it's really not a party of any principle or ideal. It's a party, it's a coalition of selfish interest groups. And we have become a selfish people. We have become thoughtless of our ancestors. We don't appreciate them, and we don't seem to care as a group. But there are a lot more than the 3% that our founding fathers started with that do care.
Yeah.
And so we're starting out way ahead of where they were.
About 5 minutes.
And
yes.
Does that make sense?
You know what? You cut out. Could you repeat the last part? Because you cut out. I don't know what was wrong with my phone, but what did you just say?
What I said was, is that we're starting with a lot more than the 3% that our founding fathers started with.
Oh, no.
The best way to get these, if somebody is motivated by selfish interest, here's your trick. Is to have them look at the year-to-date numbers on their pay stub,
yeah.
And say, how could your family live if that were in the bank right now? Was there anything you could do with that if it was in your bank account? Well, that much has been stolen from you, and that much has been stolen from your family. They talk about another resistor. You have to look at these belief resistors. Another one is to point out to them, suppose half of that money you sent to the state, so they didn't have to get money from the federal government. Couldn't they build better roads than what they get money, what little they can bank back now? And you kept the other half and put it into your community's economy and put it into your family's standard of living. Don't you think that we'd all be a lot better off?
Oh.
We'd have better roads, better schools, and we would be the ones that decide how to run them.
Oh, I've brought up points like that, not as eloquent and as articulate as you have, Tom. But I've brought up points like that, and people really, you know, maybe it's the kind of people I'm talking to. Remember, I'm calling from New York.
Well,
sometimes when I talk to people who, unfortunately, voted for the two bozos I have for senators, which I don't even bother. I don't even have senators. You know, it's like being able to.
Well, let me clue you in. If both of them were Republican senators, you wouldn't have senators either.
Oh no, I quite agree with you. Oh yeah,
because our senators don't represent us; they represent their party interest.
Oh yeah,
no better way to prove that than with the immigration issue.
Oh yeah, and they only represent themselves. You know, they call themselves public servants. The only person they're serving is themselves. But you have a good point, sir, and you definitely do. And my property taxes went up exponentially. So I have been in this fight with the income tax for about 10 years. So I'm still fighting it. So it's like, if I had paid all that money, I wouldn't be where I am. I'd be on the street. So I have to stand here. You know, I make my stand like I have been for these number of years, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, let me tell you what else is going to happen. Let's take a look at how maybe things change. You notice that things changed during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
There were some 4 million, I believe, was the population. By the time the war was over, only 150,000 decided to go home.
Hmm.
All right. Now, so that tells you that things changed.
Yeah.
From 3% to a lot more than 3%, but in those few short years. When more people become aware, it is not going to get easier. It's going to get harder.
Yeah.
This government is not going to just roll over.
Oh, definitely.
We're talking about their rice bowls. We're talking about their jobs. We're talking about their ability to go in and take things from people.
Yes.
And a lot of these folks get their jollies that way. And the, you know, you're talking about something very important to them. You're talking about just something just as important. The empowerment and the privileges that these people enjoy are just like the gangs that were defending Noriega and Panama. That their power and privilege was at stake. And they'll do whatever they have to do. And the more of us that have become aware and the more resistance that we show to them and the more we demand, the more extreme they're going to become. And they're going to turn up the heat. And when they do, it's not just us that will feel the heat. It's the rest of the population as well. And the rest of the population is going to be moved to form an opinion on this issue. But they won't be moved to form an opinion until we make an issue of it. Right now, it's not an issue. We have to make it an issue, just as the civil rights movement had to make Jim Crow laws an issue. What do you believe? Is this right or is this wrong? What do you believe? Is this true or is it not true? Well, the truth is a heck of a lot easier to demonstrate than right and wrong. Right and wrong can be debated, but the truth is a fact.
Yeah.
And there is no law making us liable for the income tax.
Oh, I know that, definitely, yes.
And so, you know, that's the thing. The key, and it's like I was telling Sam, the key on this is to keep the message real simple. There is no law. And some of these folks you have to approach from a completely different standpoint.
What do you do with the ones that say there is a law? And I
tell them to dig it up.
And I told them that. They say, well, listen, they said, listen, see, what their answer to that usually is they say, listen, don't you think this would be the biggest scandal of all? It would be in the papers that something like this would happen. This is what they're telling me. I'm not saying
you would think so. They're telling you the same things I was saying, and probably you said when you found out about it.
Possibly, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I thought the guy that told me about it was nuts.
Yeah.
And I set out to save him from himself.
Well, so did Joe Bannister, too.
And so did Joe Bannister set out to debunk it.
Well, see, that's what I tell people about Joe Bannister now. When they... I said, and
what a superhuman being, by the way. What a hero that guy is.
Oh, yeah, you know, without a doubt. Who's the woman? There's a woman that used to be an IRS agent that was on.
Sherry Peel Jackson.
Right.
Yeah, she's in Atlanta.
Yeah,
and was recently indicted. They're going after her now. They want her head on a lance to frighten the peasants with.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well,
they're not going to let it go. And so the more people they start impacting and the more people that are standing up, and saying, I am Spartacus, maybe that's a bad one because of the way that movie ended.
Right,
but they can't crucify us like they did back then.
Actually, I think the better example, even though it's a fictitious character, you can think of the character that Mel Gibson played in The Patriot.
Yeah, well, he wasn't totally fictitious. He was he was actually depicting in some way Morgan.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, I understand. But what I meant to say is some of the instances were a little bit fictitious, but the basic character was there. Yes, you're right.
Most of the instances were, but the character was based on Morgan, I believe.
Right.
And Morgan did not kill the bad guy. The bad guy went back to England and lived in disgrace for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, and the bad guy did exist.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know, that guy, Cartwright, I think his name was, he did exist, and he was just exactly as evil as he was depicted in the movie.
Oh, he was?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I got to read up on that.
Oh, yeah. He was one evil little dude. He was just, he was a bad cop.
Yeah, so a lot of people were saying that was an exaggeration. I said, and I didn't have any historical.
Oh no,
I didn't have any historical evidence to say whether he was or not. But I'm glad you told me that.
He was cruel. He was cruel. He was evil. He was heartless. And to him, these people were beneath contempt. And the more misery he could visit on them, the better.
Right.
He, as a matter of fact, he went so far over that that's why he went back to England in disgrace, is because of some of the practices that he had engaged in here. The English even despised him for it.
Mm.
And nevertheless, the point is on this is that you've got to make it easy for them, and that's tough, and you have to motivate them, and that's tough. But as we go, we get the ones we can, and then we come back and get the others.
Right.
Now, you didn't buy it the first time somebody told you. It was just an allegation. It was a claim. It was a wild claim.
Well, you know, what really got me, what convinced me many years ago was the fact that, I thought it was kind of, it just sounded really screwy. And then I said, well, let me ask my CPA. I asked my accountant, and my accountant thought it was, he said, Bob, I know who this is from. This is from Schiff. This is from all these other people. This is ridiculous. I said, it does sound ridiculous, but I tell you what, see, these people are offering money. Why don't you, you're the CPA. Show me the code. Show me the law that says, and I can show it to them, and I can just leave.
You handle that perfectly, like a pro.
And guess what he said to me? He said, oh, Bob, don't be ridiculous. He kept on saying, don't be ridiculous.
Well, you just need to press him on that. The technique that you just employed, by the way, with this gentleman, is included in the instructions in your combat kit when you enlist in Truth Attack. Have you enlisted?
No, I have not enlisted.
Well, then you need to enlist and download that kit. And it tells you about the five big belief resistors and how to overcome them.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you tips on that. It lists out the belief resistors. Now, one of the other resistors is what will the government do for money? Well, also in that kit, you've got a list, a test to give them. On one side is all of the powers that we gave Congress.
Mm.
On the other side is all the department heads of government. That's the budget's broken out.
Well, I'll take
the ones you cannot connect to a power and move that number over into a third column. And you find out that 56% of the federal budget is spent on things that the federal government has no business spending.
Oh, I know that. That I know.
But you can show it to them in black and white with those materials that you get with your combat kit as a truth trooper.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and enlist and get
I will definitely look up that website, definitely
but,
now.
But don't be discouraged. Don't be, and your discouragement's understandable. I can't fault anybody for being discouraged. I get discouraged, but don't give up on the people. Most people are good people, and they deserve more than they think they do.
Yeah,
and that's part of it, is that they think that they're not important because they've been trained to believe that. We've been brainwashed across the board on this, but every single one of us is as important as anybody in government, and more important because we're actually doing something.
Yeah, we're not leeches.
We're not overhead.
Yeah.
We're not deadwood.
Yeah.
And so, by and large, you're right about the public attitude, but attitudes, you've seen them change during our lifetime about things.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, who are they going to believe, the government?
Yeah. That's a good point. It's a good point.
But, hang in there, Bob. Don't give up on it. Even in New York, people still matter.
No.
even those Yankees up there, they matter.
Yeah.
They're American just like
in New York than people think out there. Don't go by the liberal media, news media or anything like that. Don't go by that. There are a lot more, and even though most of the bozos voted for Hillary Clinton, it just don't go by that. That's not by that. I personally think I don't have evidence to prove it, but I personally think that election was rigged. But of course, that's another story.
Well, but we're coming up yeah. on break here. But I do want to point out, because you said that one of the reasons I set out to write Lost Horizons, a book that I'm in the middle of, I was interrupted so rudely by the federal government, was that I felt like that people had lost the will to live free. And I was writing this as the book's name is literally Lost, A Treasure Map to Buried Freedom. And it was because I was afraid we had lost that. But look, since I got into this movement group and the Tax Honesty group, there are, like you say, a lot more of us than I thought we were. And we've got enough to do it. We can pull this off. We can make the government get back in the box. It's going to be long. It's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. They're going to fight us with everything they got. But we are dedicated to it, and people like you, say, Bob, are what's going to make it happen.
Take care.
You too.
Take care, Tom.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And okay, we're back here on the Life Free Zone. About to wrap up another episode in this fun adventure I get to do every week, talking to you guys. I mentioned earlier that you should get your pencil and paper ready. I hope you have. A couple of things that you want to make note of. Number one, though, and first and foremost, is that you need to be, if you're going to be a freedom fighter, fight from the foxhole. Don't fight out there in the open where you're an easy target. Fight safely. Everybody wants to go out and slay the dragon. No nobody can blame anyone for that. I'd love to be the guy who came back on everybody's shoulder having slayed the dragon. It's not going to happen. I can't do it. No one man can. But we all can. They're not afraid of me. They're not afraid of you, but they're certainly afraid of all of us, terrified of us. So if you want to fight, put your shoulder up here next to mine and fight with me and fight with everybody else. And find a place in the foxhole in the safety of the First Amendment. Make the truth known. If you expose a big lie, that is going to put an end to it. And you can do that. Number one, you need to know how is to keep up to date with what's going on with the movement, because things are now moving. We're taking action now. We're not talking anymore. So if you haven't received an update, an email of an update, on either Truth Attack or on my case, the attorney challenges IRS updates. The Truth Attack updates are called News from the Front. Write us at hq@truthattack.org, hq@truthattack.org, and just write down update me, and we'll send you the latest update. We'll send you the latest attorney challenges IRS update on my case. And we will also put you on our mailing list to get those updates out to you in the future. You then go to truthattack.org. If you have not already enlisted in Enlist, get that combat kit, save it to your hard drive. Just open it up and save it. It will tell you and give you everything you need to know to get those in your reach aware. And if all of us are doing that, and then they are doing that, run an experiment. Take a penny, double it for 30 days. Double it to 2, then double that to 4, then double that to 6, to 8, and see where you go. And we can move this the very same way. So go to truthattack.org. Third thing to note down, video has been a very, very popular means of getting the message out. And that video that we posted on YouTube has been viewed well over 7,000 times in just the month that it's been up. Get that video, go to YouTube, enter Tom Cryer in the search box, click search, and then pull it up and forward that video's URL out to everybody that you know and tell them to do the same. Get the word out. And finally, go to Live Free Zone to get the latest. Life Free Zone and Truth Attack both have, truthattack.org and liferreezone.com, both have a way for you to help out with this movement financially. We're going to have to buy signs. We're going to have to buy print cards. We're going to have to purchase PR distribution services. We're going to have to spend some money for cost on production, even though one gentleman in Tyler, Texas has offered his state-of-the-art television production studio and his software and his skill to us. There's still production costs that are going to be incurred to put together videos and DVDs and blogs and post those and get those forwarding around the Internet. It takes bullets. And so go to Live Free Zone and help me out with my defense. Go to truthattack.org and a little help there to give us a way to make bullets for you to work with out there in this fight. Put your shoulder up next to somebody else's shoulder. Get in the middle of it. Get involved. When it matters to you, it'll matter to your neighbor. It'll matter to your brother-in-law.